Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, we're now into hour number two, and one of my favorite guests. He's so informative. I heard him on Coast to Coast AM about a month ago, and I said, man, we got to get him on. Just amazing analysis. Jim Rawls is going to be joining us. James Wesley Rawls, best-selling author. He writes fiction and nonfiction. He's probably one of the top two or three real survivalist gurus out there with his different redoubt strategy and more. He's going to be joining us, coming on the broadcast in the next segment. And I haven't gotten to all the other news. If you just joined us here in the second hour, there's a lot of medical news. Gonorrhea among drug-resistant germs, sickening millions. And they're basically admitting that that antibiotics aren't working across the board anymore. And that's a shame because antibiotics have been an amazing technology. The problem is they've been overprescribed. I get so upset when I have friends and family that are sick and they go to a doctor or a clinic and they give them antibiotics and I go, did you get a swab test to see if it was a virus? Because if it is, you need an antiviral. This is not going to do anything. And I mean, I'll tell them, I'll say, you ought to go back and ask. And they'll go back and go, oh, yeah, that takes about 5 hours. We'll do that test for you. And it's like, more and more clinics are doing it just out of hand because they really shouldn't give you anything until you've had the culture done. And it's very, very inexpensive. They can look under a microscope or they can, you know, just put it on a petri dish and then grow it and then look at it under a microscope. That takes a little bit longer. I'm now kind of digressing. I just saw this Bloomberg headline here. Gonorrhea among drug-resistant germs sickening millions. Yeah, well, sexual promiscuity is really... really exploded. People are getting that cat scratch fever. And a series of bomb scares has Staten Island residents on edge. Every time they're trying to sell robots to a local town for millions of dollars to disarm bombs, there's always a bunch of bomb threats. Do you wonder who's calling in the bomb threat? South Florida doctor uses new technology to regrow man's finger. That's CBS News. A lot of really amazing stuff we're going to get into. Larry Summers is out, but they're bringing in another globalist to try to head up the private Federal Reserve. And we're also going to be getting into Obama waves ban on arming terrorists to allow aid to Syrian opposition. And Chinese Communist Party's cracking down on more free speech over there, just like our government's trying to warm up to do. So we're going to look at some of that news coming up. Also, the embattled Syria expert Elizabeth Obagi says she's made many mistakes. That's the Daily Beast White House-run whitewash on the woman who was the Syria expert, who it turns out was not a doctor and it was all fake and just completely made up. Hey, but if a pretty face gets up, why not have the daughter of the Iraqi incubator story? You know, she was like 13 back when she lied to send us to war in 1990. The daughter of the ambassador hadn't even been to Kuwait since she was a baby. It was all lies. Why? I bet she's like 30-something years old now. Why don't we get her and just have her be the Syria expert? I mean, why not? They've had a UN report come out today saying they believe chemical weapons were used. No one denied that. And that they think the Syrian government did it. Oh, isn't that cute? But we've got 14 other times the UN has said they thought it was others, including the rebels. So why would Assad do something that elicits an attack on himself? Just thought I'd throw that in there. By the way, I've seen on the disinfo White House talking point sites out there this line of, how dare you, Alex, say there wasn't a shooting? I had friends that were there. We never said there wasn't a shooting. We never said there wasn't a chemical attack. I mean, you see how they prey on their audience, and you read these articles where they say, I'm saying there was not a real attack or whatever. That's preying on these audiences. These people are being preyed on. But a lot of the comments, since there's more news out today, are actually government sock puppets. They're fake.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to big pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, there's always a fog of the crisis yesterday. And we said it could be Islamic extremists because the head of Al-Qaeda called for mass shootings in the United States last Friday. We covered that. I said it could be somebody going postal on the Prozac class of drugs. Or I said it could be a false flag. I mean, they've staged them before. It could be. It has all the hallmarks of a guy that played 16 hours. I'm sorry, it's not 15. 16 hours a day. I was saying 15. Of Call of Duty, those games designed to create instinctive shooting and to desensitize you to kill. The first video games were developed for that. And he was under Pentagon psychiatric care hearing voices and now reportedly on unnamed psychotropic antipsychotics, which actually cause you to go more psychotic in many cases. So there you go. But instead, we are hearing Jay Carney saying Obama will now move with the executive orders he's already signed. He has the moral high ground to take our guns, even though it was a highly secure facility. He had a secret clearance. He went through two checkpoints in a gun-free area where only MPs had guns to then get to, it looks like, Marine Corps stowed weapons that were locked to begin attacking everybody. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. The most secure places in the world, and that's where you have the mass shootings going on. Gun-free public schools, gun-free colleges, movie theaters where they know you're disarmed. Military bases. The answer is 49% overall drop in gun violence since 1992, Justice Department numbers. More guns, less crime. But under the conditioning, under modern mind control, the LA Times reports people believe there is an epidemic of shootings. And here is Jay Carney saying Obama will now move on our guns with executive action.
As the president said, our thoughts and prayers are with the families of victims and the victims themselves of the shooting in Washington. This is an unfolding event, so I will not have any specifics for you, except to echo what the president said, which is that we expect seamless cooperation between federal and local and military officials as this situation unfolds. This is an active investigation and an active situation, and we have no information to share with you from here. I would ask you to direct questions like that to law enforcement authorities who are on the ground and on the scene investigating this matter.
No doubt this incident, as others have, will likely restart debate over gun violence. I wonder if the president stands on that vis-a-vis this incident.
Well, this is an ongoing situation, and we don't have all the facts, so it's hard to comment specifically on this situation in that regard. What is true is certainly that the president supports, as do an overwhelming majority of Americans, common sense measures to reduce gun violence, and we have gone about implementing the executive actions that were part of the president's plan to take action to reduce gun violence, and obviously he continues to support measures taken by Congress that could be taken by Congress to reduce gun violence in a common sense way, like improving our background check system.
Now, the president on Sunday went, we played this clip yesterday, he went on Meet the Press with George Stephanopoulos and said 80 to 90%, this is a quote, of Americans support the gun bill. And that if Boehner would support it, they have the votes in the House. That on record is a complete lie. And the numbers were closer to 70% against it, and that was all on record. So they flip or invert reality. And I'm seeing an intensification of the inversion of reality here, where you've got somebody trained by the military to kill, on a bunch of drugs, playing shoot 'em up games 16 hours a day. And reportedly, we have an article coming out in just a few minutes on this that Anthony Gucciardi is working on. Buried in multiple news articles are friends saying he was mad at racial discrimination. This is a guy that shot up his friend's tires, shot through the wall at a woman who had music too loud, never gotten in trouble for this. So the president's saying, take everybody's rights away. How about you enforce gun laws? Two times shooting up people's belongings, hearing voices, has a secret security clearance. This is the type of screwed up person that fills up the federal government now. They're hiring felons by the thousands. They're hiring felons as police now. Folks, this is on purpose. Hitler, Stalin, Mao, they all hired criminals out of the jails. And then you've got this news. We're going to go to our guest. We've got this news. Obama waives ban on arming terrorists to allow aid to Syrian opposition. The Washington Examiner reports. It's also an AP. So they can arm al-Nusra and others run by the head of al-Qaeda. I mean, that is the inversion of reality right there. I mean, in public shift, Israel calls for Assad's fall, admits in the, this is in Reuters, that al-Qaeda rebels, this is a quote, are better than Assad. So Israel's been, along with Turkey, Saudi Arabia, NATO, France, big time behind this for a while. Now they're public. And Israel's already bombed the country multiple times. Doesn't matter if you don't like Assad. He wasn't attacking you. Under common law, common sense, you don't start wars with people. And I'm not anti-Israel, folks. Everybody knows this. I'm really upset by this. I am really upset by this. And they've got 11 ships now, Russian Mediterranean fleet, to be expanded to 11 warships, including multiple carrier killers. Now, that's RT reporting that. That's state-run media reporting that out of Russia. Yes, we can. Obama waives the anti-terrorism provision to arm Syrian rebels. There it is. UN investigating 14 different chemical weapons attacks in Syria by the rebels. But now the UN comes out and says they think Assad was behind the last attack. So that's just some of the amazing news we've got. We're joined for the balance of the hour by a very busy man. He's written a bunch of best-selling fiction novels that I actually have read, just because they're so real life. He can say things in those he can't say in he can say things in his fiction he can't say in his nonfiction. He's written nonfiction and fiction. Survivalblog.com. He's probably the number one. He's in the top two survivalist experts in the United States. And he is an enthusiastic survivalist since his teenage years. He's a best-selling author and lecturer. His face hasn't been seen for years. We have an old photo of him. He likes to not even be known for his security. He's a Bachelor of Arts degree from San Jose State University and minor degrees in military science, history, and military history. Former U.S. Army intelligence officer who held top secret security clearance. I won't go into his whole background. And he joins us to talk about the state of the dollar, the geopolitically state of the world for the first 15 minutes, sir. And then I want to get into how we individually can really get prepared and what you think is really coming. Because government, as you know, is digging in like it's the end of the world while criticizing people that try to get prepared. They're now openly bad-mouthing the founding fathers, saying George Washington, the founder of the U.S. Army, would not be welcome in today's army. That's now official. First off, before we get into geopolitics, what do you make of the otherworldliness of how bizarre it's getting and the collapse in confidence in the system we're seeing? I find that encouraging, but it also concerns me of how the empire is going to strike back. Again, Jim Rawls, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me on, Alex. I agree we are living in a very strange time. I like to refer to this current era as the age of deception and betrayal. And the amount of betrayal is now just absolutely palpable. If you look at what's going on with the NSA scandal, with the IRS scandal, and the way that Benghazi was handled, the absolutely surreal approach that the administration is taking toward prosecuting a war on Syria, we're living in very strange and very dangerous times. And I think it's very important that families get themselves prepared.
What do you think is happening with the establishment? I mean, have they gone a bridge too far? Have they reached too far? Because everything they're doing is disintegrating.
Well, yeah, I think they've definitely gone too far. There's going to be a huge backlash in the midterm elections. And then in the next round of elections, we could see a major power shift in Washington, D.C. Unfortunately, though, as you know, the Republican Party isn't too much better than the Democrat Party in terms of the direction this nation is headed. That the Republicans seem to be in just less of a hurry. But I do have hope that there'll be a considerable political backlash, that there'll be a groundswell of conservative and libertarian feeling in this country, and that we'll see some of these rascals thrown out of office. In the meantime, however, I think we're in for some very traumatic times economically.
We're going to break in 2 minutes. We're going to come back and give you the floor for the balance of the hour, because there's so much I want you to be able to go over. The same info I've heard you cover on Coast to Coast. I heard an interview about a month ago. It was just incredible, the insight. But briefly, in the 2 minutes we've got, the Syria situation, what's really happening there? What do you expect to unfold?
Well, it's very difficult to see what's going to happen in Syria. Obviously, Obama's support in the international community has pretty well fallen apart. When the United Kingdom backed off, I think that was indicative that he does not have the support he's going to need. I don't believe that there's going to be any ground war in Syria in the foreseeable future, but I think there very well could be a limited air campaign. And that, of course, given the density of Syrian air defense, both anti-aircraft guns and missiles, could result in the shoot down of several American fighters and bombers, and we could end up with the spectacle of American prisoners of war, and we've seen what's happened with Israel in that regard.
But Obama knows that that will actually unify people behind him when we see the pilots being paraded around on television.
Yeah, I don't think he wants to see that either. But when you look at Obama's agenda, he really needs some sort of major sideshow going on to deflect American attention.
No, that's what I'm saying. I think they actually want it. Stay there. We're going to come right back. They need it for the seven scandals to shift gears into what's currently happening economically. What's happening while we're busy watching Syria?
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The world is discovering the power of medicinal silver to fight against life-threatening pathogens. And as a result, dozens of silver solutions have emerged. You can even make your own colloidal silver at home in your garage. How do you know which solution is the safest and most effective? Supernatural Silver is a new patented technology that is made using 10,000 volts of AC current. This technology is so powerful, it must be made in a laboratory. Colloidal and ionic silvers use a charge of only 110 volts of DC current, making supernatural silver hundreds of times more effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural silver liquid can be used internally, and our silver gel can be used topically. To find out more information on how supernatural silver can help you win the war against deadly pathogens, go to supernaturalsilver.com. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SAFE for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
By the way, folks, Alex Jones here back live. When this comes out on audiobook, October 1st, I'm downloading it to my iPhone so I can listen when I go out jogging and stuff, because he is a great writer. He's written a bunch of top New York Times bestsellers on the Liberty Movement, predicting what would happen in America, and so much of it has now unfolded. His new book, that's why I haven't been able to come on with us the last few months, is coming out October 1st. It's Expatriates, a novel of the coming global collapse. In the latest survival thriller from founder of SurvivalBlog.com, the New York Times bestselling author, James Leslie Rawls. By the way, we're going to carry this book at InfoWarsStore.com. two expat families struggle for their very survival in the midst of a global economic collapse. And we're going to get into a little foreview of this coming out in the next segment. This is a short segment. Jim, get into now why you're so concerned about the economy, the dollar, the West bullying its big debt holders. Where are we right now historically?
Well, we're definitely at a pivot point, Alex. There's talk that's been going on in Washington, D.C. for the last 4 or 5 months about tapering the government from their essentially their crack addiction. They're addicted to quantitative easing. They've been buying up collateralized debt obligations, which are derivatives, to the tune of $70 billion a month. Month in, month out, relentlessly. And again, I liken this to crack cocaine. It's absolutely addictive for the government. And they may talk about tapering themselves from this, but like your local crackhead, he's about as likely to give up his habit as Ben Bernanke is to give up his. We're not going to see it happen. They may actually try to taper, but I think what will happen is they'll very quickly backpedal when they see what happens to interest rates. If they attempt to taper from quantitative easing now, I think it's going to absolutely crash the bond market. Interest rates are going to go through the roof, and we'll see another global credit collapse that's similar to what happened in 2008, 2009. So watch interest rates very carefully. Watch for announcements on tapering of quantitative easing. That's our that is our key indicator right now of the direction the economy is going to head. But regardless, I think we're going to see higher interest rates because as America's the federal government's spending continues to be completely out of control, they're having to borrow more and more money. A larger percentage of the budget each year goes toward interest on the national debt. And at some point, the lenders in this equation are going to throw up their hands and say, well, if we're going to buy your lousy treasury paper, we're going to need a higher rate of return on it. And that's what's going to push up interest rates. And that's what is inevitably going to shut down the false recovery that we're currently in.
And we're already seeing Moody's and other groups begin to downgrade the United States. And it's the very same globalists that want to get even higher rates from the U.S. that are going to be the ones that destroy their own global power, because even though it's a combine, they don't act in exact synchronicity. And so I think it's their greed that's going to end up being their own undoing.
That's right, Alex. That as interest rates go up, they're going to start a snowballing effect that they won't be able to stop. And they're going to be hoisted by their own petard. They'll be as interest rates ratchet up, it's going to shut down the American real estate markets, both commercial and residential. And basically anyone who has any job that's associated with mortgages or with the building industry is probably going to be out of work this time next year. And that's regardless of tapering from quantitative easing, because interest rates are going to creep up all by themselves, regardless of that.
Well, that's what I'm hearing from the establishment, and we've already seen interest rates go up, even though technically they haven't. We already see interest rates in the real market going up, just like physical gold. Many places people can't even buy it for what the supposed prices are. The paper artificial suppression of economic reality is beginning to basically fray at the ends.
Yes, it is. And if you look at the global derivatives market, most of that has built up in just the last 10 years. In fact, the majority of it since 2008. And it's all predicated upon very small movements in interest rates. We're talking 1 or 2 basis points, which is, 100 points per percentage point of interest.
All right, James Wesley Rawls, stay there. We're going to come back to you. I want to look at different scenarios and what you think statistically is more probable.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I want to get him back on in October when his book's actually out. James Wesley Rawls is our guest. But what he's breaking down, unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, is a certainty in the future. I don't even know if there's a way to reverse this. Even if the establishment wanted to, we'll ask him that question in a moment. There's a lot of different scenarios, but they run from bad to worse. The good news is we're getting prepared. Homeland Security is gearing up for war with the American people. And that's the biggest indicator there of the economic facts. And they've got a lot of tricks up their sleeves to keep pushing this off. They wanted the power through economic fraud to take over, but to do that, they had to destroy the system. And they rationalize that, well, that would be their excuse to just get more power. But in truth, it's going to cause a rebellion. And we'll be discussing that with Mr. Rawls here in just a moment. First off, this is a listener-supported broadcast. And so we carry the very best products, books, videos, T-shirts, ProPure and other water filtration systems at the lowest prices at InfoWarsStore.com in a win-win scenario. I reap what I sow, folks. I I believe in win-win, and so I find the best products that I use, the best books, films, materials to wake people up, the best preparedness products, shortwave radios, so much more, cook stoves, you name it, InfoWarsStore.com, the seed center with the widest selection out there at the lowest price of non-GMO, non-hybrid, open-pollinated seeds. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. You can also find the incredible energy drink, and there's not any caffeine in it. It's just 20 superfoods. Inner food at the lowest prices at InfoWarsStore.com. The Mitophyllin, Southern Hemisphere seaweed is so good for detoxifying the body. All of it, just hundreds and hundreds of great products that I personally use at InfoWarsStore.com. And we're not like MSNBC that gets stimulus money or NPR, but that's nothing, folks. Billions go to Hollywood, the video game makers on record to put out anti-liberty messages. They use your money against you. We don't take your money. We're not taxpayer supported. We're supported by viewers and listeners like you. So please check out all of the amazing vitamins and minerals and products and storable foods and all of them at InfoWarsStore.com. Shopping with the good guys, voting with your dollars, so we can be a platform to support others. And if you want to find right at 400 incredible items, the very best health items from the Beyond Tangy Tangerine with the organic certifications, which I personally have gotten and looked at. They just sent me like 10 of them. Each ingredient is actually certified. It's amazing. And hundreds of other great products, the Alex Pack, all of it discounted, free shipping when you sign up for auto ship, InfoWarsHealth.com. And there's also a toll-free number right there on the site at InfoWarsHealth.com, so you can call and get any of those great products there, 888-789-9277, 888-789-9277, InfoWars Health. You can call there today and get any of your questions answered. And we couldn't have built this independent media operation without you, so thank you for supporting us with your dollars, but even more importantly, your prayers and spreading the word about the radio show, whether you listen on shortwave, over 160 AM and FM stations, XM, over 3 million listeners a day right now. We reach 15 million people a week one way or another through YouTube and PrisonPlanet.tv, and we've really got the system concerned, folks. We have a chance to turn this around. The globalist plan is to wreck us so bad, though, as a society, we've got to be collectivized to survive. That's always the Soviet collectivist communist plan, but this is run by banksters. If we can identify them, and if we can show they're the authors of this, then they may actually back off some. But regardless, when we go over the cliff, they will end up being brought to justice. It's so essential right now to point out who's behind this. Now, going back to Jim Rawls, best-selling author, survivalblog.com, you've heard my little rant there about supporting patriots at the local level, the farmers market, the local machine shops, the local gun shop, authors like yourself. We've got to spend our dollars together. That's what we've been taught not to do, and I kind of went off into a rant about that, but isn't that part of what is going to allow patriots, not just here but worldwide, to survive and thrive? Because we are the ones that have predicted what's happening accurately. People are going to look to us as the leaders in the future. That's why Homeland Security is demonizing us, because they know we're the core of the leadership that will lead us out of this.
You're right, Alex. The globalists and banksters are destroying the economy from the top down. It's going to be rebuilt from the bottom up. And that means local economy, things like local farmers markets, local machine shops, local farmers. It's going to be from the bottom up. It's important that people put their money where their mouth is, and that they invest their money in a way where it's not being cycled through Walmart, it's being cycled through their local economy. And also by supporting a few vendors nationally who are part of the solution instead of part of the problem. And I think you're doing a great thing with both a alerting people. And your own store carries a lot of products that I think will be very important for people's survival. It's important now. We're at the stage of the game where everyone pretty well knows what's going on, although a few people still need to be woken up. But it's time to stock up and team up and train up. And stocking up means, you know, getting good quality storage food, top quality vitamin and mineral supplements. People need to be ready to hunker down just at the family level for an extended period of time. They'll need water filtration because you're going to be dealing with water from open sources that's going to be questionable at best. And if we have a grid down collapse, I think it's going to be a public health nightmare. American people are just not used to living without electricity and toilets that don't flush.
I saw a federal study that the majority of the population would die in the U.S. within a year without power because we're so domesticated. You're an expert on this. They're doing a test to turn the power off selectively on the East Coast. Very dangerous. What are some of the scenarios you see that have you so concerned? Because I've been interviewing you for more than 10 years, I guess about 15 years. You didn't used to be so, you know, not letting your face be seen, not being public yourself. I mean, you really in your gut think that there's a bunch of bad scenarios and there's no way out. Am I misstating your position?
No, I think you have it essentially right, Alex. There's a number of scenarios that could lead to the real linchpin being pulled out, and that is America's three power grids, the Eastern grid, the Western grid, the Texas grid. If the grids go down and don't come back up, we could be in for a horrendous situation. You're right, there could be a huge loss of life. The casualties in the Northeast would be the highest because not only do you have the highest population density, but you also have a cold climate. And I think the casualties will probably be the lightest in the inland Northwest, where we have a very low population density. So it's important that if people have the chance that they relocate strategically while they have a chance. One book that I recommend is Joel Skousen's book, Strategic Relocation. He is a wonderful resource on that topic. And of course, it's even if people decide to hunker down right where they are, it's essential that they stock up and be prepared to treat water from open sources. You have to think not just in terms of where you're going to find water, but how you're going to transport it and how you're going to even provide for your security while you're transporting it. There's a whole chain of events that have to take place there to make that happen and have you pull through the situation.
And for those that don't know, Iraq's population tripled under industrialization. After a decade of sanctions, over a million people were dead. And we're not trying to fearmonger here. There was a congressional report, I know you know about that, saying that if the power ever went down, they might not be able to get it back on, and that the majority of people would probably end up descending into chaos and dying. I hope that's not the case. But government itself has been digging in like it's the end of the world. How did this mismanagement happen? How did we get to this point, and is there any way to reverse it? Because if the economy continues to degenerate, and then the welfare checks still get issued, but they don't buy as much anymore, and people riot. I mean, what are the scenarios that lead to this collapse you're talking about?
Well, in my opinion, we probably already should have had a collapse. The government was merely able, with the massive bailouts that have taken place and quantitative easing, they basically forestalled the inevitable. And at this point, there's going to be at least a collapse of the dollar. The $64 question is, will there also be a total collapse, a socioeconomic collapse, if the power grids go down? I'm hedging my bets. I've decided that it's important to stock up on storage food and all that, and ammunition, for example, for barter. I'm also hedging my bets by investing fairly heavily in precious metals, specifically silver. It's hard to say which direction this is going to go. At this point, it looks like we'll probably have a deflationary collapse followed immediately by a hyperinflationary collapse. We'll just dig ourselves in deeper. And again, if the power grids go down, all bets are off.
Now, obviously, the establishment has a lot of demographers and statisticians, and they've been engineering an Agenda 21 post-industrial world, shutting down our power plants, shipping our jobs overseas. They believe they're going to use this to take control and finally break us. But I just have looked at all the angles. I don't see that working, and I think they're pretty upset and scared now from what I've been seeing. Every billionaire that I know, and I know a couple or four or five, and people worth hundreds of millions of dollars, big defense contractor families, a lot of other famous people I know, they've all left the United States. They've all left big centers in Europe. They're all trying to move to the countryside and Switzerland and, you know, the Cook Islands out in the Pacific. And then they just say, look, it's all untenable. It's going to collapse. We're going to have a depression like 1929, but this time 90% of us are urban instead of 90% of us being rural. And university studies say, what, 7 million died of starvation or illnesses related with malnutrition during the Great Depression, that decade-long event. If 7 million died under that, when everybody knew how to skin a buck and run a trot line, and they had gardens in the city, if we have a Great Depression, what will happen?
Oh, we'll see massive depopulation, Alex. I think you're right. There's with our modern society, we have become, as you put it, so domesticated. People are so dependent upon grid power. They're so dependent upon incredibly long chains of supply, and those chains of supply have been revolutionized by Kanban just-in-time inventory control, that we've essentially built ourselves a house of cards. And if the rug is pulled out from underneath American society, most people are either going to be incapable or incompetent to get up, brush themselves off, and truck along. That it's just not going to happen. We have a huge number of people that are dependent upon prescription medications, people that are dependent upon diabetic insulin, people that are dependent upon CPAP machines to breathe at night. We have a huge number of people that are on food stamps. The list goes on and on. We have an incredibly dependent society that is essentially incapable of reconstituting itself quickly if the power grids go down for more than a couple of weeks. The loss of life will be absolutely astronomical.
I'm just speechless. Jim Rawls is our guest, best-selling author, probably the top survivalist in the world, not just the U.S., definitely in the top two or three. Very highly respected by not just general public, but the military and many other people follow the information that you break down because it's just down to earth and focused. And it's sad to have to talk about things like this, but if you look at America and the West in general, we are a mess. We live completely unnatural lifestyles. I'm certainly on no high horse. I'm not perfect. But I almost see the establishment with all their prepper shows making jokes out of it and stuff, giving us a backhanded warning. And you see the billboards saying, you know, get ready from FEMA, have a, you know, 7-day supply of food or water, which is almost like a cynical joke. It's like giving somebody a Band-Aid before you put their head in a guillotine. Do you think they're doing that so they have plausible deniability?
Well, you know, there's some well-intentioned people in government that I'm sure can see what's going to happen, and they're doing their very best to get people prepared. Unfortunately, they aren't running organizations like FEMA. FEMA's main interest is really continuity of government when you come right down to it. That's their main objective. It's not protecting people in the event of disasters. And you're right that by suggesting originally that people be ready for 72 hours, now they're saying more like 7 days, it's still absolutely laughable. It's still not going to be near what will be required to pull through a grid-down collapse. And I think that the power grids could go down for any number of reasons. They could go down because of electromagnetic pulse. They could go down because of hacker attacks on the SCADA software that control the power grids. They could go down simply because public utility employees don't feel safe to go to travel back and forth to work because there's so much rioting and looting going on.
Well, that's been pointed out of the hundreds of nuclear reactors in the U.S. Most of them don't have their own power. So if everything breaks down, those are then going to melt down and blow up.
I'm afraid they're going to, yes. And the real risk is actually the ponds that they have for the spent fuel more than the reactors themselves. The reactors themselves are fairly well contained, but the spent fuel ponds are just sitting there in open air with just a tin roof over the top. And once the pumps stop circulating water through those cooling ponds for the spent fuel rods, that water is going to very quickly heat up, boil off, and then those cooling ponds at best will just melt down into the ground. But there could be some substantial steam explosions, and we could see a huge amount of radiation released, particularly in the eastern half of the country.
Sure,
it's
so
a very
you
ugly
think
situation, you... and you're right that the power plants themselves per the NRC regulations have to shut down if they don't have a certain level of staffing. And once they do shut down, they're not making their own power, and they're dependent upon grid power to keep those spent fuel ponds cool. We've built ourselves a house of cards.
So the answer is keep the reactors running even if the grid goes down. But the problem is the grid goes down, where do you ship all that power? It's unbelievable. It is a house of cards. We'll be right back.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
So, you've decided to get prepared. You're not sure that a case of ramen and a couple of granola bars under your bed will cut it as long-term food storage anymore. You're in luck. At Emergency Essentials, we have all the resources to get you started. From three-day emergency bug-out bags to year supplies of food and everything in between. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We're going to open the phones up on any issue you want to discuss in the third hour that's coming up, and I'm going to intersperse it with Obama openly blocking the federal law, I don't know how he does that, to arm al-Qaeda rebels. Because Congress is pointing out what he's doing is illegal. He said, well, I'll just sign an order saying it's okay. Going back to James Wesley Rawls' final segment, he's going to come back when the book actually comes out. Very excited about that. In the 5 minutes we've got left, sir, any other key points you'd like to make? Any other little factoids you'd like to tell people? And if things do start melting down, I mean, obviously, folks better hope they've got plenty of firearms and know how to use them.
Absolutely. And if things melt down literally like we've been talking about, for anyone under age 40, it's important that they have a supply of potassium iodide or potassium iodate thyroid blockers so they can protect themselves from a radiological event. I think it's really important that at this point, we're at the stage of the game where families need to team up and train up and definitely tool up and stock up. It's time is short, folks. It's essential that you get your beans, bullets, and Band-Aids together, that you get together with like-minded people in your neighborhood, with your local church, your local shooting range, for example, to link up with people and make some contingency plans. And it's very important that everyone have both a plan A and a plan B and a plan C. If you are planning to hunker down, you have to have a plan B to bug out, to get out of Dodge if need be, if it is no longer tenable to stay where you are. And, of course, as I mentioned earlier, it's important that if anyone plans to strategically relocate, they need to do that very soon so that they can be settled in and develop some of those neighborly relationships with their contiguous neighbors and in their community so that they won't be seen as the expendable new guy.
Where is the safest place in Texas? I mean, I'm told.
I'd say in the Hill Country.
Mm-hmm.
You're actually in a pretty good place right where you are, Alex. I generally don't like the southern periphery of Texas because of the hurricane risk, and I don't like eastern Texas because of the high population density. And aside from the Hill Country out of Austin, there really isn't that much land that will be viable. So I think you're pretty well located right where you are.
Yeah, so
if I was going to be in Texas, I'd probably be in that region.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to live out further, too, but I live right on the edge, but I've got family out further. And that's what Joel Skousen, and we, of course, made the film with him, Strategic Relocation, available at InfoWarsStore.com, that gets into all that. And I've actually followed, you know, what I believe is, you know, happening. And I hope somehow by a miracle we avert all this. But mathematically, with the debt and all of it and 100 million people on food assistance, 49 million on food stamps, and the way everything's going and the government trying to make things worse, I don't see any other way out of this.
Unfortunately, I think you're right, Alex. I think things are going to have to break down before they're going to get better. And the government has set us up for a huge fall. We really should have seen a deleveraging of debt in 2008, but instead they tried to prop up the system with massive injections of liquidity, essentially pulling money out of thin air.
And more derivatives.
So when things do fall apart now, it's going to be much, much worse.
And a lot of experts, not just you, are saying middle of next year. That's scary. I hope that's not right. Is there any way out of that?
I'm afraid there isn't, Alex. Buckle your seatbelts, folks.
Wow. Okay, James Wesley Rawls. Folks can visit his website. It's excellent. I visit routinely. Survivalblog.com. Look forward to having you back on in October, sir.
Thank you so much, Alex.
All right, there he goes.
God bless you and your listeners.
Thank you. God bless you, too. I wish this stuff wasn't accurate. I just hope there's a way out of this. But Homeland Security's gearing up.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against
becomes the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to Big Pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine if you're sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products, and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.